At a combined meeting Monday night of the city's Neighborhood Beautification and Finance Committees, a draft report of the Beautification Ad Hoc Committee was presented. That report showed that over the past 5 years, the city in total spends about $250,000 a year on its nuisance abatement program. That includes mowing tall grass, clearing accumulated litter, abandoned cars, and the city's Fixer Flatten program. The Ad Hoc Committee has recommended that the city increase the budget for the Fixer Flatten program to $200,000 a year. One way might be through an ordinance that got a first reading Monday night. It would divert 25% of the sales tax the city collects from marijuana sales toward the program. Director of Planning and Economic Development Chuck Bevelheimer says the proposed ordinance is a start.
The goal of that is to combine that 25% with the current budgeting amount that we put into nuisance abatement, so we have a larger pot of money to address the policy recommendations coming out of the committee.
The committee report also recommends that the city spend $200,000 to restart its small rental rehab program, which was shut down during the 2008 housing crisis, and support the Two Rivers Regional Council as they try to establish a land bank program with a state grant. Bevelheimer explains how a land bank would work.
The land bank is a preemptive effort to get at properties before you get to the fix or flatten level, where they're so bad that the one thing we can do is go after them as dangerous, unsafe properties and get a request by the judge to tear them down. The land bank would hopefully get at those properties in advance where they can put a little bit of money into them, repair them, turn around and clean them up and sell them for a small amount, and then take that profit and go get the next one.
The Neighborhood Beautification Committee is expected to get a final draft of the proposal when it meets next month. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.